What's one thing that we all have in common? One thing that brings us together? One thing that we can't live without? The answer is food. Now sit back and discover local restaurants, meet interesting people, learn new food facts, and explore delicious recipes. This is the Love KC Food Show.
Welcome to another Love KC Food Show. This is Brian. Drew's not here. And today, what we're starting is we're going to start talking about scratch kitchens. Now, if people out there in the audience don't know what a scratch kitchen is, it's basically a kitchen where food is served fresh, which they make their own fresh food, and they make it with fresh ingredients. So at a lot of different places that you go to around town, there are a number of them that use a lot of frozen food, and they use a lot of pre-made food. So if you go into one and they throw out egg rolls. Those, you know, a lot of them, you can tell the difference if it's a scratch or if it's frozen. And you probably wouldn't notice unless you've been in that industry for so long, and I do notice. It makes a total difference. And I guarantee you that, for example, those of you who cook at home and buy all your food, they cook at home, they're probably, that would be considered scratch. But sometimes you go out to a restaurant and, you know, money-wise and for everything else, they don't go through the effort of making it fresh and scratch. So I decided that we'd do kind of a scratch kitchen and also talk about different kinds of foods that they have. And I'm joined with Micah here.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
Second time this month? No, first time this month.
Oh, that's right. It is October. It came up quickly. September is long gone.
Yes, September is gone. So, yes,
Hence, absolutely. I did break into my boots. All women have a fall boot collection. I am wearing some of my
And why I have a coat
boots.
On, I have no idea.
Because it's October. In your mind, it is. It's October. It's
October. Well, this morning it was 57.
Yes.
And now I'm got this coat on and I'm driving into studio and it's 82. What? I don't need a coat.
Welcome to Kansas City, all four seasons within a week.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You don't like the weather, wait till tomorrow.
That's right.
Because Micah is a marketing director for restaurants, and this one we're talking about is called Rockin' Brews.
Oh, you got to say it. Rockin' Brews, baby.
Okay. I didn't know I had to throw the baby in there. So I've got to throw
go
the
Rockin' Brews.
Rockin' Brews,
there
baby.
We go.
All right.
See. All right. Now we're rocking and rolling.
Now, if you're not familiar with Rockin' Brews, they opened a number of years ago, probably six years ago.
Yep, 2014 here in Kansas City. Well, in Overland Park, yes.
Okay. So 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, just basically give us the history, if you can, of Rockin' Brews before we take a break here.
Yeah, so Rockin' Brews was basically started by a famous concert promoter, and then, of course, he brought on the famous Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of Kiss and some restaurateur friends out in California, and they came up with this concept of Rockin' Brews. Just very quickly, it was very important to Gene Simmons that it be a family restaurant. So that was actually, to me, quite interesting. He actually is, at heart, a family guy.
Yes, got a little strange if you...
If you're familiar with Kiss,
yes,
you know.
If you're...
Yeah, but they have a great concept, and here at the Overland Park location, we have over 50 beers on tap and a scratch kitchen.
So 50 beers on tap.
Over, yeah.
And now, when you had the opening, I actually did go to the opening.
Oh, that's right. You told me that you met Mr. Simmons Mr. Stanley.
I did.
Kiss. That's right.
I did. So I was out there. They made the grand opening. So Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons were two of the original four members.
Correct.
And I don't know what happened to Ace and Peter.
You know what? There is a great documentary right now on Hulu called Kiss Story. And it kind of goes through some of that dynamics and what happened to the other two members.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's a good watch. Yes.
I think out of all of those, though, I think Gene has made the most movies.
Oh, for sure. He dabbled in, and the Kiss Story documentary goes into that. He dabbled definitely in Hollywood and toyed with the idea of becoming an actor.
Well, he was in a lot of movies. I just saw him recently in one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as a guest part,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
But
yeah.
not as a star.
Did he play himself?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
Yep. he's known kind of as a marketing guru in his own right.
So what is the theme of Rock and Brews? I already know, but just tell the audience in case they don't know.
So when you walk through the doors of Rock and Brews, you'll immediately hear rock music, and you'll look up, and we have more than 20 TVs with music videos going 24/7 of the songs that you remember from the 70s, 80s, 90s, that
I'm
going to
quiz you on some of these songs that are menu items, so you better know the answer.
Oh, boy. I'll try. I'm up to the challenge. I will try.
So it's decor.
Yes,
is,
and all of our artwork,
nostalgic rock.
Oh, absolutely. And all of our artwork on the walls is the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, you name it. We have Bruce Springsteen, U2. It is rock music all over the
Me
place.
Me too?
You too.
Oh, I get it.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Okay, got it. So it's right there in Prairie Fire. It's right on the corner, and it's fairly large restaurant, and you also have a patio.
Oh, we have a ginormous patio. Yes, our patio alone can accommodate about 75, sometimes 100 people.
So it's a kind of like, I would say it's kind of classic comfort food.
Classic comfort food with a rock and roll twist.
With a rock and roll twist, and everything like burgers, pizza, barbecue, salad, and more, all made from scratch using locally sourced food. And I think that's important to a lot of people, especially now.
It is, yeah.
Especially in these times that we're in, it's important to know that where your food comes from, and that's why people like going to a scratch kitchen. Now, it's a lot more difficult running a scratch kitchen than it is just, you know, having your deep fryers and frozen food.
Yeah, you know, we don't open up until 11 o'clock, and that's 11 o'clock every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But our kitchen crew gets there around 7:30. Some come in at 8 o'clock at the latest to get started that day on prep and making those items from scratch.
Do you ever... you're in there all the time, I'm sure.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're talking to all the people.
I had lunch there
and
today, of course.
Right. And I'm going to go through some of the menu items and everything, but I'd like to know just a little bit more about. So you say it is family friendly,
so you
can bring family and kids in there, even though they might not know what's on the walls and the decor in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's
nothing inappropriate, but
no. I mean the old rock band.
Oh, the old rock. Okay, yeah,
the old rock band.
Though they may not recognize Janis Joplin. She's
right
there. Okay.
They might not recognize, you know, any of the old
right
nostalgic
you know. Harry Styles is not on our walls, though.
Okay.
Nothing against Harry.
Right.
But Mick Jagger, yes.
Okay. Mick Jagger, yes.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yep.
Yeah. You know, the Rolling Stones, great group.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss, great group.
Mm-hmm.
Started in the 70s.
Yeah.
Started in the 70s.
Yeah, and Kiss was kind of in between the glam rock, like David Bowie, and the hair bands of the 80s, like Motley Crue. They were that gap in between.
You can't make a comparison to David Bowie. and Kiss.
No. But
I get it.
They were in between kind of that time period, that era.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And but they, you know, they went out on stage in costume.
Yes.
So when you see that in their
painted face.
Kids.
Yes.
don't be scared.
No. And, you know, for example, Alice Cooper.
Oh, God.
Early 70s.
Yes. Yes, I know Alice Cooper.
You know, at the time, very edgy. Very frightening to parents.
What?
Well, we actually, Rock and Bruce teamed up with Alice Cooper here last summer. He has an Alice Cooper poison sauce, and we have an Alice Cooper poison burger on the menu.
I have that down on my
permanent
list.
Yeah, after that. But now you kind of look at Alice Cooper and kind of chuckle at, you know.
Let me ask you that. let me ask you. You're not from that era.
No.
Which I am.
No, you're right. Okay.
So I'm from that era, so I remember everything. Do you listen to that music?
Yeah, absolutely. I was raised on that music.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. I was just asking.
I will say Eric Clapton is one of my favorite artists, for example.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, not me. not me at all.
Okay. Well, darn it. I'm not going to be quizzed on Eric Clapton, apparently.
No, not at all. But okay, so we're talking with Micah from Rockin' Brews. Now, if you want to check out Rockin' Brews, it's at 5701 West 135th Street in Overland Park, Kansas. It's right on the corner. So you'll see when you're going down 135th Street, you'll see it right there on the corner. It's in Prairie Fire. Mm-hmm. And
the corner of Knoll and 135th. It's in Prairie Fire. Yeah, but it is on the corner.
It's going up for Metcalf.
But yep.
Yes, so it's right there. You can go to Rock and Brews, Rock and Brews, and is spelled out, rockandbrews.com, or call them at 913-544-1113. 11-13.
1113.
Okay. That's kind of easier.
Yeah, 544-1113, 913 area code.
So let's talk a little bit about the scratch menu that you have in there. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the kinds of foods. Now, when I was going through the website and everything, I decided that I was going to pick out some of the items that I saw that really caught my attention.
Okay.
And you can talk about any of the other ones that you see, but one of them was the South by Southwest egg rolls. They look fantastic. We talked about the frozen egg rolls, and they just don't there's definitely a difference between a scratch egg roll and a frozen food service egg roll.
Yeah, and like I said, kitchen staff comes in hours before we open to start prep on that, to start hand rolling those South by Southwest egg rolls. Just so your listeners know, I refer to them as Southwest egg rolls because it's just very quick and easy. But on the menu, it is South by Southwest because South by Southwest is a famous music festival on the West Coast. So that's
also a movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And they have roasted chicken, black beans, pepper jack cheese, red peppers, onions, corn, and chipotle ranch.
Yes, for dipping.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have that chipotle ranch on the side to dip them.
Have you had those?
Yeah, many
Are
times.
Are they cut in half?
Yeah, we actually do a diagonal cut on them.
Okay.
So they kind of have a sharp edged for dipping. Yeah.
And you dip it in that chipotle ranch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it comes out hot, warm. Yep.
I also picked out we're talking about the opening act, so the appetizers there at Rockin' Brews. So the Brews Cheddar.
Brews Cheddar. So that is our pronunciation of bruschetta. We pronounce it Brews Cheddar.
Right. I get it.
Our bruschetta is a sourdough toast with a melted mozzarella on top. Underneath the melted mozzarella is a nice garlic butter parmesan spread. And then the actual bruschetta portion that you spread on, you know, the tomato that you spread on top has a balsamic vinegar in it. And there is a secret, kind of a secret ingredient. I don't know if
basil?
I can get
it.
No, that's it. That's in there. That's in there. It's not the secret ingredient is not listed on this menu in front of you. It was very surprising when I saw it made in front of me.
Okay, I'm not going to, you know, hide your secrets. I get it. Sergeant Pepper's handcrafted jalapeno poppers.
Now,
Sergeant Pepper's is
Beatles.
Okay, I told you I'd quiz you
on
the names of some of these
Beatles albums.
I got it.
Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Mm-hmm. One of their most famous.
Yeah.
And those are, now, if you go to the website, rockandbrews.com, if you go to the website and look at those jalapeno poppers, it's not gonna, you're going to know that those aren't your regular jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, they're not freezer to fryer.
No, not at all.
They are hand cut.
And you can tell just by looking at them.
And hand breaded. Yep. Mm-hmm. Very good. And big. You even noticed how big they were.
Huge.
Yeah, like you are holding one in almost the palm of your hand. Yeah.
Now, have you had those?
Yes.
Hot?
Yes, they come out warm hot. Yes.
No, I mean spicy hot.
Oh, spicy hot. You know,
they're not really spicy hot.
We do devein them.
Mm-hmm.
And deseed them, which is a big thing when you're preparing any jalapeno and trying to control the heat level of that. I would say they have a slight kick, but very flavorful more than anything. But I would not consider them like bring me a glass of milk. I'm going to die. Not even close.
And then we were talking earlier before the show started on the rockin' buffalo cauliflower.
Yeah.
Okay, now I...
Can I give you the example that I gave you off
You can,
air?
You can.
Or your listeners the example. So what I said was when I first tried them, they kind of reminded me of a veggie pakora that you would have at an Indian restaurant if your listeners are familiar with veggie pakora.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would be the spices in it?
No, it's the fried breaded vegetable of it.
So it's the cauliflower florets, which that means they don't have the stem in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're seasoned, they're deep fried, and then comes with hot sauce and ranch sauce.
Yes.
Ranch dressing.
For dipping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's the breading maybe on it that reminds me of veggie pakora. It's got a thin... flavorful, kind of not flaky, but a thin, soft breading. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it's crisp, but it's thin.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
not the same breading that's on the poppers. The poppers breading is thicker and
it's a great vegetarian dish too.
Oh yeah.
If you'd like to have something like that,
for
you know.
Sure. Yeah. And healthy too. It actually is very healthy.
Now at Rockin' Brews, you have your signature wings.
Mm.
And I bet those go over really well.
Oh yeah.
I just picked out the tossed in fire. I just had to. I had to pick that out. I know it.
And Ring of Fire, which is...
What is Ring of Fire from?
Johnny Cash.
All right.
Kind of the rebel of country, crossover artist later in his time.
Right.
Yeah. So that is our hottest wing. That does have the heat. I have tried just a dab of that sauce on my tongue, and that was enough for me.
If you like hot sauce though,
yes. If you are a hot sauce connoisseur, come in and try our Ring of Fire wing.
I was at one of our Mexican restaurants. I don't know, back in 2009, and we had some people say this salsa is not hot at all. It's just not hot. So can you make something with a lot of heat in it? And I went back and I told the kitchen, and they made it with ghost peppers.
Oh, that made me cough right when you said ghost peppers. Oh, my gosh. And the fact that you even had those in the kitchen.
We had them in the kitchen because we use them, but on a level that you don't...
After you, like, have shots of tequila and dare someone, you use
no,
them?
No, you dilute them crazy.
Okay.
So, but they have a good flavor, but they're just... So we made a salsa. This chef made a salsa for him. And he and his wife are digging through it, and they're like, "Do you have any milk?"
good for you guys.
I need some. This
you
is
hot,
too
we'll
hot.
Give you hot.
Well, he asked for it.
That's right. You asked for it, buddy.
Do you like the wings?
I do. Actually, one of my favorite flavors is the sweet and spicy Asian.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's not teriyaki, so don't think it's teriyaki, but it's more of a tangy sauce that it's tossed in.
I love the Asian wing sauce, but yeah, apparently you're making it yourself, so it would be a different twist. So I'd have to go up and just try it, to find out what it tastes like.
And we have talked so. Rockin' Brews here at Prairie Fire in Overland Park is locally owned and operated by local Overland Park residents.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it is a national franchise, and we do have corporate obligations to California, where the corporate headquarters are.
Sorry about that.
But have you? Yeah, okay, you get it.
Yes, I got it.
But yeah. We have actually presented them with the idea of we need to bottle some of these sauces and sell them, you know.
I think you should, too. I mean,
because we have a great barbecue sauce as well.
We're going to get back to that when we take a quick break here. We'll be back with the KC Food Show.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring.
Maybe we should just let this play all the way through.
Not opposed.
Yeah, we'll just put it in the background and we'll just keep it. No,
let it ride low.
We can't.
We'll drive you crazy.
Okay, now.
I love to listen to this song all the time.
Who sings it?
Kiss.
Oh, sorry.
Kiss, part owners of Rockin' Brews.
We're talking to Micah from Rockin' Brews Restaurant. Located in Prairie Fire, 5701 West 135th Street, right on the corner of 135th and Knoll. And if you want to see the website, it's rockandbrews.com, 913-544-1113. Mm-hmm. 1113. Got it. It's a lot easier that way. So I've got it now. But a very diverse menu, a scratch menu. We're talking about scratch kitchens, meaning they have fresh ingredients and make everything there. It's not from the freezer into the fryer. So we just talked about some of the appetizers and some of the wings. Nice salads. So if you're looking for a fresh salad, really nice salads. I love the strawberry fields.
Oh, yeah, that's one of our popular
it
salads.
It sounds incredible.
Strawberry fields forever.
Okay, who's that?
The Beatles!
Okay. Baby green strawberries, avocados, cucumbers, red onions, candied walnuts, feta cheese, and a lemon pepper vinaigrette.
Mm,
sounds delicious.
It is.
Very healthy. Wonderful. And then the Hotel California Cobb.
Yeah.
That looks like a lot of food.
It's filling.
People, if you go to rockandbrews.com and look at that picture on the website, that's, what is that, built for two? I don't know. Is it because when you check in, you never get to leave?
Oh,
so all you
got
to do is have that.
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
I mean, that looks like a huge salad.
Now, you're an Eagles fan?
I am.
Okay. All right.
I am.
Very
yes.
Good. Well, and another salad that we added this last year is the barbecue chicken salad. It doesn't have a fun name, but it is actually a quite a healthy salad, too. It's got avocado in it, and the barbecue sauce is just drizzled, and then it has little crispy onion strings on top as a garnish.
Okay.
Very good.
I did see that, but yes. And then, so plenty of, they call it the VIP salad, so plenty of... of fresh greens for you, all prepared fresh there in their kitchen. And then you have low and slow barbecue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, that is tough to do.
It is.
But we salute you. Pulled pork sandwich is probably got to be one of my favorites on the entire list. Because
you're a pulled pork sandwich guy?
I am.
Oh, yeah. And we have a great pulled pork sandwich at Rockin' Brews. Yeah, absolutely.
We salute you is by who?
Hold on.
Wait, I got her.
No,
I got her
ACDC.
On this one. Okay. Well, I don't have her.
It took me a moment.
So, yes, on a brioche bun, mm-hmm. Sweet and spicy barbecue sauce, spicy sweet barbecue sauce, pickles and coleslaw. It's a huge sandwich.
Yeah,
in addition.
On Thursdays, that sandwich meal is only $6.99 all day on Thursdays.
All day on Thursdays.
Yep.
We'll get to those. I got to keep going through these classic hits. Your black and fresh salmon looks wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Grilled vegetables, mashed potatoes, or fruit, and
very healthy.
Very healthy. And then one of my favorites when you're going out is the beer battered fish and chips.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I love the fish and chips.
Okay.
So I'm very diverse in my culinary appetite.
Yeah.
So I eat just about any kind of food.
We have a nice fried cod and fries, you know, which the British call chips, but they're really French fries.
Ah, the British. They don't know what they're doing anyway. Tired of the British.
Those red coats.
Yeah. The Kraft burgers that you have.
Yeah, we're known for our burgers.
I think you're known for like three things. And I'm going to get to the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
But the Kraft burgers, the Alice Cooper burger, probably I wouldn't be able to eat.
It's hot.
I would imagine that it's hot. We talked about the ghost peppers and that, but I don't think I'd be able to eat that. But
so fun fact.
Again, there are people who love it.
That's for sure. So fun fact, when you are a local restaurant and you're updating your menu on some of the most common delivery apps, Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, you know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And you put poison in the description, it immediately
sends
red flags to the, you know, stratosphere, and they will not approve that to go out on there.
You're talking about the band.
Yeah, we're talking about Alice Cooper. Yeah, and Poison, the band. Yes,
right.
Yes,
so
but
it's not, it, you don't. But, okay,
their algorithms pick that up. Anyways.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Side note, because I am on the side of that, where it's like, oh, how many different ways can we spell poison and list our Alice Cooper poison burger to go?
So, Alice Cooper burger. Now, my favorite, the Oklahoma Smash Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Smash Burgers are made a little bit different, and people...
Thanks for bringing that up. Not a lot of people understand the difference between a Smash Burger.
A Smash Burger is totally different
in
the way that it's made compared to a regular burger. So,
and it's double patties.
It double patties, and it's seared.
Yes.
So on both sides, so it's very crispy, but then juicy on the inside. So it's totally the way you would like to have a burger. You can have it either way, and both are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Both, you know, the main,
but they are
the
quite
big
different.
Patty, they're totally different in flavor.
Yeah.
So you can have the same beef, but totally different,
and prepare it differently,
and prepare it differently with a different flavor.
Yeah, and ours, you know, we have the grilled onions on our smash burger, mustard. Very, very good.
When we get back, we're going to take another quick break, but when we get back, what I would like to do is just briefly go over a couple of your sandwiches and some of those pizzas.
All right.
We'll be back on the Kansas City Food Show. We're back at the KC Food Show. We're talking with Rockin' Brews.
Woo!
Did I get it right?
You said
all
it
right.
Perfectly.
We're talking
playing
with
our air guitars
Rockin'
back here.
Brews with Micah here in studio. Rock and Brews is a menu of classic comfort food with a scratch kitchen. They make everything fresh, located at 5701 West 135th Street in Overland Park, Kansas, right in Prairie Fire. So you can go to rockandbrews.com for more information. Now, when we left off, we were talking about the craft burgers, but you also have pizzas, Front Row pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about those pizzas, because I saw when you did the grand opening, Paul Stanley was actually making the pizza right there.
Paul Stanley's proud of our pizzas. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
As he should be.
As yes.
Paul should be.
Yes. So Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, all part of KISS.
Which, hey, I wanted to touch base on that. You on break, you were telling me that you were part of the KISS Army back in the day.
I was.
How cool is that?
I was part of the KISS Army. I have all of their vinyl albums. I don't know if you know what that means.
Yes, I do.
But they actually took this piece of vinyl. So, yes, I do have all of their...
I believe you people of the 1890s called them record players.
We did records. Call them a record player, yes. We had to wind it to get it to go. So, yes, we did call
well,
it a record player.
Well, you being part
player.
Of the KISS Army yes. is super cool.
Yes, I still have my badge.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yes, I was part of the KISS Army. But you have, there at Rockin' Brews, you have wonderful
pizzas. Yes, we have the Supremes pizza that comes with everything. That's actually my personal favorite because I like vegetables and I like everything on my pizza.
I love the
Bell
Supreme,
peppers,
but I also love the spicy Maui Wowie pizza.
Spicy Maui Wowie, yeah, with
I love
pineapple.
That. Now, did you know that that's sweet? One of the most popular pizzas in America?
No, I did not know that, but it does not surprise me.
We did a pizza show.
Really?
And that showed up as actually one of the top 10 most popular toppings.
That is fascinating.
Yes, and but
now another pizza, Billy Graham barbecue chicken pizza. Is really good. And it's not Billy Graham, the evangelist. The Billy Graham that this is named after is actually a famous concert promoter that his company turned into Live Nation. He started that.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
But my second favorite is the Billy Graham barbecue chicken pizza.
What about the Any Way You Want It pizza?
Well, that's Any Way You Want It.
That's right.
Any Way You Want It.
Who sang that?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
I knew it.
Hold
she
on.
Got her.
Hold
no,
on.
I got her here.
But give me a hint. Any Way You Want It.
Well, it's a long journey.
Okay. You know, I'm one of those strange ducks that get Journey and Foreigner mixed up all the time.
Oh my God.
I know.
All right,
know.
We're going to have to sign off
That's
today.
Awful.
But thank you
Kicking
for joining.
Sorry.
Well, so you have wonderful pizzas there and you make your own sauce, which is also difficult to do.
And Paul Stanley approved recipe.
Mhm.
Yep. But,
and it's a craft to be able to make that sauce.
It is. It's kind of boil those tomatoes for a long time.
Right. It's so much more difficult and labor intensive than just buying the can.
Oh yeah.
But
you can tell the difference.
Tastes, yes.
You can tell the difference.
The taste is that's all where it is.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the difference in the taste. Now a lot of people will just say, I don't care what I get, just throw me out something. You know,
how unordinary.
A Tony's Pizza.
How unoriginal.
Yeah. Now you have headliner sandwiches. You've got a lot of sandwiches. So one that caught my eye is definitely the tri-tip.
Oh, on our French dip. Yeah, we have a fantastic French dip sandwich.
It actually looks so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That sandwich, and it's huge.
Yeah, it is.
So is that a
Very
thicker
filling.
Slice? I mean...
No, it's not a thicker slice, because when you make a French dip, you don't want very thick slices. You
no,
want it
I know.
To soak up... that. You want that au jus to soak up in not only the bread, but the meat as well.
The hard bread that you're getting on the outside with the tender meat on the inside.
Right, and you want that to get all that juices in there before you take that bite. Yeah.
That looked awesome, though. And you also do have people, if you like spice foods, they have a few on the menu, but that demon chicken.
You need some hair on your chest. There's the demon chicken sandwich.
Yes. I ate that and lost all my hair. So, yes, it's a spicy sandwich.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, fresh jalapenos on top. It's tossed in our demon, what I call our demon sauce, but it's a fire sauce. It's tossed in that. Oh, yeah. Ugh.
And then we were talking about, when we were off air, your tacos.
Our rockin' tacos,
yes.
Which is definitely inspired by our California roots with the franchise, for sure. We have a great spicy chicken taco, since we're on the spicy mm-hmm. kick. I will say I can eat the spicy chicken tacos. It has a slight kick. It does cause some beads of sweat on your forehead,
yeah.
But very flavorful and very fresh. All of our, yeah, and we have steak tacos and then the beer battered fish tacos, but all of them have that fresh kind of California Baja flavor to them.
Yeah. So that's a wide variety. I mean, we're talking sandwiches, burgers, pizza,
it's
tacos.
A well-rounded menu. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a lot there. That kitchen must be working hard.
We even have a blackened chicken pasta, which I really am proud of. Yeah, I call it a Cajun chicken pasta. It's got a slight kick to it. A creamy red sauce.
Oh.
Yeah.
On a
pasta.
What was it called?
We call it a blackened chicken pasta.
Oh,
on
okay.
On our catering menu, we call it a Cajun chicken pasta.
So you do cater?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, tell us a little bit about specials and catering over at Rockin' Brews.
Yeah, so
we're talking with Micah at Rockin' Brews.
Yeah, so we'll cater anything from box lunches to your office or meeting to holiday parties, which is coming up. Please
mm-hmm.
contact us about holiday parties. And we'll even cater your fundraiser, gala, wedding. We do it from top to bottom.
Now, go over some of those specials. We were talking about weekday specials. So
mm-hmm.
people, get your calendars out. Write this down. If you want to go to Rockin' Brews, these are some of their specials that they have during the week.
Yeah, so Mondays, all taps, which we have over 50 beers on tap. All taps are half off, and it's happy hour drink specials all day on Mondays. Burger Tuesday, we have a backstage burger that is $5 for a backstage burger meal, and that includes fries. We just ask that you purchase an iced tea or some sort of beverage. All our other burgers.
How much is the burger for?
$5.
$5. That's a great price.
Yeah.
You can't get that at McDonald's.
No, and then you can try any of the other burgers, including the Alice Cooper Poison Burger, for only $7, and that includes fries. We just ask that you buy a beverage with that. Wednesday is pint night. We have pint specials Wednesday night, and we also have live music at 6 o'clock every Wednesday night. And Wednesday is $10 two-topping pizzas all day.
$10 two-topping pizzas?
All day. Yeah.
On Wednesdays?
On Wednesdays. All day.
What about the dogs? I have a dog that loves pizza.
So we do have a special pup menu.
What?
Yes. So dogs are completely welcome at Rockin' Brews. We do have a large patio. They are required to be on the patio. But even, we have colder weather coming. So even in colder weather, we have a covered patio. The sides are getting ready to come down here at the end of October. So we really do utilize and use our patio year-round. And you can bring your four-legged friend, your family member, to Rockin' Brews, buy them their own little thing. And we have a Rockin' Dogs Club, which we email you special discounts for you and your pup.
Let's say that I wanted to order something for my dog.
Okay, well, I'm going to suggest that you come on Sundays, because every Sunday, kids and dogs eat free all day per adult entree.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Could I pass as a kid, do you think?
No.
Forget that
you
I said I belong.
Army.
Okay. No.
You'll get the Kiss Army discount.
Okay. All right. I'm a veteran.
Veterans eat free on Veterans Day.
Okay.
Yeah, and which is coming up November 11th.
I know.
Yeah, a strawberry-filled salad and the pulled pork sandwich, which is only $6.99 on Thursdays.
$6.99 for the pulled pork on Thursdays.
Includes fries.
Yep. I'm telling you, you've got great deals going on. Yeah. You've got your burger deal, $5. You can't get that anywhere, and that comes with fries.
Yep.
You can't even get that at a drive-thru. I'm sorry, it just costs more than that at a drive-thru.
And we have a really good, sweet KC-style barbecue sauce.
And I love the pizza day. Boy, you can't beat that value.
Two-topping.
At
every
all.
Every Wednesday, to only $10.
Can I sample all 50 of the beers?
You can. We do have flights available. We give you four at a time, four samples at a time on a flight. Flights run about $10, but absolutely you can.
Okay, well, that's
just
good.
Just make sure you have a
Uber.
Yeah, a safe ride home.
Standing by.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't even be able to walk home after that. But you do have desserts there, so mm-hmm. I did see the encores, and Purple Raindrops caught my attention.
Yeah.
Have you had that?
Named for Prince.
Yes. Who's Prince?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I saw the movie. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back to wrap up the show with Micah from Rockin' Brews.
Rockin' Brews,
this is
baby.
Kansas City. We're back on the Love Casey Food Show.
Some 80s hair bands for you.
That's right. I'm going to go out and get my wig right now. So we are talking with Poison. No, wait. Was that Poison?
Motley
That's
Crue,
brother.
Motley Crue
kicks out my heart.
Same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And you were giving me crap about Journey and Foreigner.
They're totally different.
Oh, well, yeah, Motley Crue and
Motley
Poison.
Motley Crue,
totally
the same, well, the same singers.
No.
They were at the same concert at Kaufman.
Yeah, they both opened.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So I don't.
I love it.
But
hopefully Brett Michaels is not listening to you. Here in Kansas City.
Who?
The lead singer. Poison.
Brett Michaels. Don't know him.
Oh, okay. don't know. Okay, well then we're good.
The only time I saw that was in Hot Tub Time Machine. So anyway, we're talking with Micah here in studio from Rockin' Brews, a classic comfort food restaurant with a spin, and they are made from scratch. So they make everything from scratch. They're at 5701 West 135th Street in Prairie Fire, rockandbrews.com. Call them for catering or any other needs at 913-544-1113.
See?
And we were going to talk about something, another event, something coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday is Rocktoberfest. It's our biggest party of the year at Rockin' Brews. From 3 to 6, we turn our very large patio into a beer garden and offer free beer tastings all through 3 to 6. We also will have stein holding contests. And at 6 o'clock, live music from a very talented local band, Vinyl Revival, will be playing from 6 to 9. So.
Do they play outside?
No. We'll have the garage. If it's nice that day, we will have the garage doors up.
Explain that to me.
Yeah, so if you've never been to our restaurant, two of our four walls are garage doors. So we are very much open air. We went through COVID quite well because we had fresh air the entire time with the garage doors up on two of our four walls. So, yeah. And then you can hear the rock music from the street, and we play the videos with that rock music 24/7. So those videos that you haven't seen in years, you grew up on MTV,
come into Rockin' Brews. That's when they used to play music.
Exactly.
On MTV.
Yeah, I don't know what they do now. I don't even, yeah.
I think it's a soap opera. I don't know myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They follow teenagers around with no life.
Yes. With a camera. What's your name? I don't remember. Follow her.
Yeah. And then they just watch them drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, back when MTV was real music television, we have those videos and we play them 24/7 at Rockin' Brews.
And any other events coming up?
Oktoberfest.
What's that now?
At Prairie Fire is
that's the entire
that day.
Of Prairie
that's
Fire.
That's the entire Prairie Fire complex, and mm-hmm. that is a family friendly event for sure. They block off the entire street of Prairie Fire Boulevard, We have bounce houses, face painting. There's going to be a petting zoo. Our neighbor down the street, Fat Brain Toys, voted the best toy store in Kansas City. They're going to have a live petting zoo for kids.
Right there on the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And or so, on the back. Facing 135th.
Yeah, that's the back that faces 135th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come around to the other side. That's the front door. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Prairie Fire Boulevard. But anyways, pumpkin painting and carving contest. I think there's a pie eating contest. And there's a cakewalk. Did you ever grow up with cakewalk?
I did.
Yeah. We're going to have a cakewalk. Threshing Bee, which is a great clothing store for women there at Prairie Fire, they will be conducting an old-fashioned cakewalk, which is one of the most popular events during Oktoberfest.
If somebody doesn't know what that is,
11 to 3.
What is that?
What is a cakewalk?
Mm-hmm. If somebody doesn't know what it is,
I think the quickest way to describe it, most people know what musical chairs
is.
So it's very similar to musical chairs, but instead of chairs, you have spaces and spots that you are walking to, and the last man standing wins the cake.
I see.
But it's as easy as a cakewalk. But I'm bumped.
Now, if you're not familiar with Prairie Fire, parking is free. They have a large, six-story parking garage, and it's all for free. So don't be intimidated when you go and see the parking garage, because it's all free.
Yes.
So you can go in there, and, you know, it's convenient in the fact that when the weather really hits here coming up in, well, we're on the verge, you know, a couple months away from winter.
Yeah. I will tell you, I about threw my sunshade away and my ice scraper as an employee there at Prairie Fire because we have that fantastic parking garage, which is free parking all the time. Never charge anybody for parking. But you're parking inside. So I never
have to scrape inside,
my windows. And then I'm not worried in the summer about my car getting too hot. It's It's fantastic.
Doesn't crack the leather or anything like that. So, yes, it's very convenient.
Yes.
So
And free.
And free. Now, is there a price to the festivals for the Prairie? When is the Prairie Fire Oktoberfest?
It is this coming Saturday, October 8th.
So you've got both going on the same day.
Yeah. So Prairie Fire Oktoberfest is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Rockin' Brews is kind of the after party. Our Rocktoberfest at Rockin' Brews starts at 3 p.m.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
See what we did there?
Now, are you going to be able to go out and just wander around? Or how do you? Okay. So family friendly?
Family friendly. And mom or dad or grandpa can come into Rockin' Brews during Oktoberfest and buy a tap and walk right out with it. We have these special cups, and Prairie Fire does have a special permit that beer can be in the street. There's beer and happy people in the streets, people, during Oktoberfest.
Wow. I don't think there's any better invitation for me anywhere.
Coca-Bolos, I think they got a margarita stand down.
I'm taking the beer. I'm taking the beer
over
and the rock music.
On tap.
We'd like to thank Micah for being in studio.
Thanks
from Rockin' Brews, 5701 West 135th Street. So make sure you go give them a shout out. And also go to rockandbrews.com for more information on their menu specials. And we will be back in 167 hours talking a little bit about it's time to start baking in Kansas City. We'll see you next week on the Kansas City Food Show.